Welcome to Let's Share, hosted by me, Leah Byers, president and founder of Havanita Ministry, a faith-based nonprofit that promotes the human interaction of sharing what we have and expressing what we need. The guests in the podcast are the people who I have connection stories with and have something meaningful to share in their communities of connection. Thank you for listening. Let's share.
Well, I am so happy to welcome Chris Cahill.
So my name's Chris Cahill here in Ocala, Florida. I wear a lot of hats. I guess my favorite hats, of course, would be father, husband, and pastor. But outside of these, at a foundational role, first and foremost, I'm a Christian financial advisor. I run a branch of Edward Jones here in Ocala with a focus on really helping Christian investors align their money with their values while reaching life goals and leaving a legacy. And on top of that, I have an affinity for entrepreneurs, as you know, and I do have an underground network of Christian professionals that we call the War Room, accountant, attorney, marketing agent, insurance agent, myself, and so forth, that kind of like bar rescue, come in and work with small businesses and just really help make sure that all of the things that God has in store for them, they're leveraging by bringing them kind of knowledge and wisdom, not just from a one person perspective, but really kind of going up in a helicopter and looking across the board at coordination gaps. You know, a lot of times an accountant might look at one thing and a financial advisor might look at something, but there's gaps, or an attorney might draw up documents, but there's gaps, or an insurance agent might do something. And so what we find is when we bring all that together, particularly when you bring in marketing, websites, video, and so forth, we can make a significant impact. And then that helps me take that money and then put it to good use through investing, through retirement plans, through tax strategies, and so forth. And then my hobby, so to speak, that coincides with all that is I now just finished my 10th published book. This one's called The Steward's Code. Yay! Which is, it's really helping to open Christian eyes to how their money that they invest is actually being used in the world. And, you know, a typical portfolio that has mutual funds and typical stocks and so forth, when you run it through some filters that I've worked with some companies to put together, we'll find that 60-70% of your money is supporting things that you might not, you know, align with. Could be abortion, it could be alcohol, could be recreational drugs, child labor, pornography, things like this. And so I help people recreate their portfolios to align their investments with things that actually align with Christian values. And it's pretty cool. Not a lot of people really do that well. I do some podcasts and so forth. I know you know Gary. I'm on Gary's podcast every other week and a few others. So that's kind of who I am.
Well, I think that's great. And it's just, you're very multifaceted. And I think it's wonderful because you are also an associate pastor, as I understand correctly. And that is another thing that brings to the table that you are serving the Lord and serving others in ways that the average pastor may not do. And I think that that's really a very special quality.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I was a full-time pastor for about 5 years. And my wife just kept telling me, she's like, she's like, being in ministry is your calling, but pastoring isn't your calling. I was preaching, doing weddings, doing funerals, doing hospital visits and all those things. But I love the finance and I love the business side of things. And she was like, you're missing out on that. And she said, plus, if you approach finance from a pastoral or ministry hat, she said, two things are going to happen. One, you're actually going to be the gospel out in the world rather than talking about it behind the curtains. And as a pastor, you find yourself kind of isolated in an echo chamber where everybody you know is Christian. So you're also not really fulfilling the Great Commission because you're not seeing people. And now I get a chance to see on a slow week, 30 or 40 people, and some weeks, 70 or 80 people. And I run my practice as a ministry. So we start with prayer. We end with prayer. We align things with Christian values. I got the Bible on my desk when we're talking about money. And it's given me a chance to just really live the gospel, not just preach about it.
And I think that's awesome because as we've talked and connected, your giving plus receiving equals sharing is definitely who you are. I want people to be inspired to share and to know that we have multifacets to who we are as humans, and we can share even in our work life in a way that's very important. And also, I know you volunteer in this community as well, and you share your time that way too.
I do. So I do a couple things. I do like social work type pastoral counseling at Interfaith Emergency Services on Tuesdays, where I work with kind of the marginalized community, making sure that you're getting food, getting clothed, getting a service, driver's license, job help, all those types of things. And then on first Mondays and third Mondays, I get a chance to bring in and partner with some pastors from other churches like Jesus House and Ignite and some other churches where we do a Bible study and we get pizza and we bring in 8-10 pizzas, chips, sodas, water, and then Bibles. And we just have a lot of people that have no home and have no church show up. And, you know, we might have 20, 25 people that have no place to live that, at least for that moment, they feel that they're plugged in. They have a community. They see friends. And of course, we're talking and pointing to Jesus the whole night. And then we end with prayer for people. And we go around and do intercessory prayer and so forth with people. So it's just really, really cool to see faith in action.
It's just great to see somebody like you working in the multifaceted elements that God has provided for you and that He's using you in that way. And I think that it's very inspiring to know that you have a new book out and it's about stewardship. And I'd love to know, as you know, we're kind of talking about the sharing thing, what inspires you to write books? What brings that out in you?
So it's therapy. I do a lot of public speaking and preaching and teaching and so forth. And so what I find is the best way for me to start organizing something I'm going to be teaching on or talking about is to start writing it down. And that used to just be like outlines. And then I would start writing in some stories and anecdotes and so forth. The next thing I knew, I was writing stories. And it was kind of twofold. One, it was helping me collect my thoughts and really put words to something that instead of rambling for 4 hours, I could get it into 20 concise minutes. So it was part of a helpful tool. But then I found that getting this stuff out of my head was also kind of nice because when it's up there, I felt like I had so many thoughts. But once I put it on a book and got it where it was done, good, edited, and published, it was like I put a bow on that thought and I could put it to rest. And I knew I could always reference it. It was always there. And then my brain was free to go, kind of move on to the new idea. And I use a lot of the books when I am teaching. Almost every one of them is written to then be a book. So if I'm teaching a class on stewardship, rather than just talking for an hour, you go home and you're like, wow, that was cool. I don't remember anything by Monday. You now go home and you can have kind of work through it with your family, your spouse, whatever, over the next couple of weeks. And it just gives you an ability to kind of put that stuff into action. Because a lot of times I would teach men's group or small group or Bible study or something. And people would come back the next week. I'm like, so what'd you work on over the week? And they kind of didn't. And they were just picking up where we left off. And it was like, this gives them things to study, things to read, things to pray over. So it was really helping me clear my thoughts as well as kind of clear my head.
Well, and I think that's great because we know that probably no more than 15 to 20% of anything people retain from any kind of conference or speech or anything, you're lucky if they retain that much. And so, like you said, taking it and documenting it and giving it people a source where they can go back and reference it is a great thing. And I think it's another element of sharing where you're taking something that God's put in your head to use to serve other people. And I think that's an amazing gift. So thank you so much for what you do in that part. If you were to talk about maybe your favorite moment of sharing in all of this, what would you say that was?
There's millions. I will say this. I do know that when I go out and I do pastoral counseling or I do counseling through interfaith, pre-marriage counseling, addiction counseling, or just helping people, just life coaching type of stuff, particularly with interfaith, with people that might not have resources outside because they might be homeless or couch surfing or something like that. Those types, when I'm with those people, and I'm serving them and loving them and talking to them. And sometimes I might be the only one talking to them as a peer. You know, all week people just look past them and walk past them. And I run up and give them a hug and we sit down. And, you know, my wife, when I come home and I'll tell her story and show like one lady, older woman and was living in the woods. And my wife was like, all right, we're going to Walmart right now. We're getting a tent. We're getting blankets, all this kind of stuff. But being able to do that for somebody and then just treat them like a human and not, you know, a person rather than a project. A lot of times, even when I see people on Facebook posting, you know, they'll be like, picture of me, look what I did. I gave somebody food or whatever. And it's like, you almost negated your goodness by doing that. I mean, not completely. It's you still did good and that's needed. But what I find is when I'm working with those people, that is where the biggest joy comes in my heart, followed closely by helping entrepreneurs figure out how to maximize their potential. But if I were to give you one particular one, this actually happened when I was doing financial consulting. A woman came into my office and she was kind of distraught, and her husband had recently passed away. And so now she's in charge of the finances, and she had never been in charge of finances in her life. And she said, "I don't know what to do. I've got accounts and pensions and Social Security. I don't know how to do taxes, all kinds of stuff." And I was like, "Calm down. I got you." And I just made her feel, first off, safe. And then as we started talking, I could tell she just wasn't all paying attention. She was having anxiety and stuff. And I said, "Do you mind if I pray with you?" She says, "I don't know about all that stuff." Then I said, "Would it be okay though?" And she said, "Yeah, I guess." And so we prayed. And when we stopped praying, I opened my eyes and she had tears rolling down her face. And this wasn't all that long ago, maybe 9 months ago. And so I went and I just kind of walked up and I went around her. I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, "I know it's tough. I don't even know what you're going through," but I didn't say that. I just said, "I know it's tough, but I'm here for you. What can I do?" And then she just started breaking down about her husband and how she was raised Catholic and having one of those normal, "If God's so good, why are bad things happening?" kind of conversations, you know, which are fairly normal conversations. And so I sat down and just started kind of having some open-ended conversation and dialogue with her and got her really questioning and talking. And next thing I know, she's just laying everything out, her life, telling me about her kids and how her daughter doesn't talk to her anymore. And I mean, it became a full counseling session, and I am a licensed counselor too. So I just shifted hats and we went into that. And by the end of the meeting, I said, "I've got a book I want you to read, and it's called Growing in Grace. And it's for people that maybe grew up in the church, but never really are the church, never don't really know Jesus. They just know tradition." And so I gave her that book. It was one of my first books that I wrote, and I gave it to her. She comes back in maybe 3 days later. She read the book and she asked me for some more copies of the book so that she could share it with her neighbor who was arguing with her about Protestantism versus Catholicism. And I said, "Sure, take the book." Next thing I know, she comes back and she said, "Hey, I just went to the store and bought this great Bible." She's telling me about it. A few weeks go by. She's like in Exodus or whatever. She's reading her way through the Bible. She started a Bible study with her neighbor, and a few other neighbors got involved. And then she came to my office and she wanted me to talk to her daughter. Her daughter and her were trying to reconcile, but they hadn't talked in years. And her daughter was skeptical about her financial advisor counseling her on religion and stuff like that. And I was like, "I'm all in. Let's call her." So we call her on speaker in my office, and the daughter's asking me questions. By the time we're done, we're all laughing and joking. And since then, they've reconciled and they're very close, and they actually talk almost weekly. And it's funny because the daughter now calls me too. And they don't call me their financial advisor. They call me their spiritual counselor. And that's what they both call me. And I am the mother's financial advisor, and the daughter is a relationship and a point of contact on the accounts and so forth. But we fixed all of her finances. She feels comfortable. But more importantly, she went from just having religion to having relationship with Jesus and with her daughter and with her neighbor. And now she's sharing the gospel. She's plugged into a church out on 200 here in Ocala. And like to watch that transformation over 8 or 9 months or so, like that kind of like I got goosebumps right now just telling you the story, and I can see her face, and it's like you can't ask for, like, I want to pinch myself. Like, that's the life I get to live. That's what a blessing, you know. That's cool.
And I love hearing that, and I love the amount of giving that you do. And then I wonder, when you say you got the chills and
Yeah,
the
still do. All my
Psalms
children still
or
do. Yeah.
whatever, what does the receiving feel like to you? What do you receive in all of these things? Because God doesn't just expect us to give, He also expects us to receive. And so when you're doing this, what do you receive?
Oh, I'd be lying if I told you it wasn't. I don't almost sometimes feel selfish because, again, like those goosebumps, like, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's what I receive. I feel that. I embody that, you know, and I feel the Holy Spirit just come into the room and speak through me. And I just get to participate in watching God work. And I get to be a vessel for that. And like you said, there's a lot of people that are Christian financial advisors, but they're financial advisors really that are happen to be Christian. I'm more of a pastor
Yes.
who just happens to be in finance and business. And so
Right.
I approach every single day as a ministry. And, you know, on our bulletin board and our front wall, we have pictures, and all they are pictures of clients at their house, pictures of them, Bible study, these types of things. There's nothing there that looks business at all. You just be like, "These, what do you do all day? Party, Chris?" And it's like, and it just says serve first, last, and always. And ministry means to serve. And so, like you said, we are serving, but what I'm receiving is I'm receiving the ability to participate in God at work. And as he flows through me, you can't put a price on that. I know that to look back on my life, you know, at the end, so to speak, and to be able to say, I spent my life pointing people to Christ and being used by God in that way, you can't put words to that. That's what I receive.
And I think that is so true. And it's something that investment is more than an investment of money. It's an investment of your spiritual gift to serve others, and vice versa, because they are willing to receive also, they're investing in you to be able to keep doing and going. And I feel like that the fact that God has opened the door for you to have so many clients, to have so many people that you collaborate with, I feel like that is also a receive that you have had from this, because the more you give, the more you receive. You know, yeah, it's amazing how that works.
I write a business plan every year, and I always laugh because I picture God laughing at me too. He's like, all right, Chris, thanks for all your plans. I got this. And what I find is if I just come in, and I'm also blessed because my assistant, her husband's a pastor. So she grew up, she's a pastor's wife. She's a prayer warrior. She runs a ministry every morning. She does a prayer line. And then she comes into work and we pray together. We walk through the office. We pray over things and everything. And like, what a blessing to God have sent me somebody that would be fully surrendered as well in her walk. And, you know, we laugh because we put our business plan, and what are we in? We're at the end of April, and we have failed to do 90% of our business plan because we're too busy. God keeps, like, every day she'll get, hey, we got a referral from so-and-so. Hey, somebody called from the church. Hey, somebody walked in off the street because they heard about you or whatever. And I think you know this. I laugh because even though I consult on marketing, I do zero marketing. It's zero. Yeah. It's just God. It's just prayer and serving others and trusting God. And it's so funny because every week I'm always booked for like the next 3 to 5 weeks out solid. And people call in and I'm like, I'm sorry, you can come in June 5th or whatever. And that's God. And it's like our business plan we put, and I do my best to like plug it in when I can, but I'm blessed because God just says, you do what you can with what I give you and I'll keep giving you more, you know?
That's right. And we are designed by the most sharing God ever, the only Amen. Sharing God. And it is amazing how that investment he has made in us has allowed us to do the same. And that's his plan for us. His plan is for not for us to be only doing for ourselves, but to share and to interact with people and know that right now you get an opportunity to invest in a lot of amazing people and God is investing in you. But the big picture is we don't know the ripple effect of some of these
pebble
things.
In the pond, right? The ripple just keeps going.
It's a big ripple. And there's things that we'll never know until we are in heaven, what the Lord has done in our lives with the things, even the smallest things that we are willing to give, and also even the things that we are willing to receive, and the most of all, our salvation. So I think that's the most amazing
That's number
thing.
One.
That's number one. That is number one. And I'm really seeing a lot of openness and need right now for people to have a relationship with the Lord. And this is an opportunity for you to reach people in a different way. And I would love for you to share a little bit about how can people access some of the things that you're doing, because you do have varied things. So how would somebody access that? Social media, whatever.
So like I said, I do almost no marketing, but I just don't. But I will say this. If people are interested in truly, truly looking at their finances as a steward, meaning recognizing that everything they have, not 10%, but everything they have is God's, and it's then our job to manage it in a way that glorifies him. If you really, really understand that, and a lot of times when I hear people give a sermon or a message, you know, on tithing, they talk about the 10%. I'm like, you're missing the point. It's not about how much you give or whatever. It's the point that it's all his. So now how do we live a life accordingly that points to him and all that we do to the best of our sinful, you know, abilities? And so if you really, really want to try to figure out how to align your finances and so forth, and as a steward, get great returns and all that, but align those things with Christian principles, a Christian worldview. You know, I would say, you know, you can look me up on Edward Jones here in Ocala and it'll pop me up and you can read my bios. You can reach out to me however you want there. If you're interested to filter your portfolio to find out if your mutual funds, your 401ks, your IRAs are aligned. I tell people, for example, if I walked into your church as a pastor and I gave a sermon and then I told you, hey, I'd like everybody to tithe, but today's tithe, I'm going to give to pornography, to child exploitation, towards these types of things. Would you still tithe? And of course, everybody says, absolutely not. Then why are you doing that with your IRAs and your 401ks? And it's because they don't know. And so if you actually want to have your eyes open to that, give me a call. I definitely would love to at least open your eyes to that. And I got a book for you. It'll give you, that'll open your eyes too, but we can filter that out. You know, if you're small business owners and you're really trying to figure out also from a marketing perspective, how to align your taxes with your finances, with your marketing and all that, you know, you can always reach out to me there as well. And we can kind of take a look at that. And that's really fun. We actually bring in 9 different specialists and we bring you in at one time and we look at it, you know, like Bar Rescue from a comprehensive perspective. So that's kind of cool. And then thirdly, if you're interested in looking at any of those books or anything, if you go to my online ministry, which is bridgebuilderblog.com, you can reach out to me there, but all my books are there. We've got clothes that we sell that help support kind of the ministry and everything else that are all Christian, obviously based. There's some music, some fun stuff we do, but there's also, it started as a blog because I write blogs. And this was important to me, and this is where Bridge Builder came from. I am a student of theology. I went to seminary. I got a master's in theology from Liberty University and all that great stuff. I think we talked about that. I know you do work there as well. But I fell in love with theology so much. But I began studying every denomination's theology. I have a library full, and I'd study the Methodist and the Baptist and the Pentecostal. And over time, I learned to kind of filter out, there's junk in every one of them, and there's beauty in every one of them. And it's like a patchwork quilt. But so many people, if you put a Protestant and a Baptist together, they're going to argue over gifts of the Spirit. And then if you introduce them to a Lutheran, they're going to argue over baptism. Does it save or not save? And you get all these arguments that are secondary to salvation in the personhood of Jesus Christ, God and Son, that we end up building walls. And you, if you go on Facebook, you know, Christians are the first to attack other Christians' beliefs over secondary things. And so Bridge Builder was built originally as a blog where I would take things people, I would see people argue, and then I would break down the theology and the historicity of each tradition. And I don't ever tell you my opinion on purpose in any single article. I have my own convictions after studying for years, but I wanted to say, look, this is why those people said this, and this is why you think this. And there's probably some truth in all of that. And there's probably a little bit where, you know, we're seeing foggy in a mirror kind of speak, and we won't know until eternity. I think at in eternity, we'll all look back and laugh at how wrong and silly we all were about things that we wanted to fight over, especially on social media these days. So that's how Bridge Builder started. So anyway, go on to Bridge Builder. You can see the books, you can see the blogs, look up things that maybe you're watching people argue with, or reach out to me. So those are probably the 2 or 3 different ways that I would say you should connect with me.
I think that's fantastic, and that you're open to that, I think is wonderful. And I'm really hoping that people that need to hear this and to hear what you're sharing today, that they'll be inspired to reach out for whatever it is that they need.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, God has a plan for you in all this as well, that somebody, maybe these podcasts are heard in Africa sometimes and in India and different places. We don't know who's going to hear this podcast and learn something that they needed to learn. And I thank you so much for just being so clear and transparent about why God has called you to where you are and all the things that you're doing. And it really does matter. You are making a difference in the lives. And I'm excited about the ripple effect of what that will be.
I'm excited to be on here, and I love what you're doing. And I know you're always putting God first and glorifying him. And I love it. So any way I can help support you or anything, share it now or tell me anytime, but you know, I'm always a friend in Christ.
Well, I appreciate that so much. So as we wrap up, is there anything else you want to share?
I just want to say, I guess, let's try maybe as listeners to find ways to maybe extend an olive branch, particularly over silly things in this life. And news is for, I don't know, decades now. It's no longer a place of news. It's a place of arguing over opinions. And I'd like to say, imagine if the whole world actually just turned off the news and turned off social media and went out and tried to help people. I know that's idealism, but I think that's what the Beatitudes would have told us to do or tell us to do. And I'd say, let's all go out and maybe try that.
Yeah, I think that's actually true. I think we need to look at what's in front of us. We are sometimes very caught up in what we see on TV and what we read on our phones and what we hear on the radio or podcasts or whatever. But sometimes we just need to be face to face with people
and there you go.
Interact. So
that's where awesome. The magic happens. Yeah,
that's it. That's the true magic. That's the true
it
magic.
Is. That is.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
The faith-based foundation of Have Anita Ministry is built on the principle of sharing, with God, our Creator, serving as our ultimate source. As the president and founder, I felt a deep calling to create a 31-day devotional journal titled Giving Plus Receiving Equals Sharing, which is now available on Amazon. This devotional journal is a heartfelt reflection on why sharing is fundamental to the human experience. Each day offers insights that not only inspire personal growth, but also equip you to make a positive impact on your community. When you purchase this book, you aren't just receiving valuable reflections and encouragement, you're also contributing to a greater mission. All royalties from the book will go directly to Have Anita Ministry, allowing us to continue our work of sharing with others in need. Let's embrace the spirit of sharing together by engaging with this journal. You'll be fostering a culture of giving and receiving in your life and community. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing your time listening to this Let's Share podcast. Our hope is that you receive some inspiration to give and receive, because giving plus receiving equals sharing. If you want to learn more about Have a Need a Ministry, go to haveaneedaministry.com. Look forward to connecting soon.